Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Man Mem Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Tes, the seventh parak Mishachazu. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, this daf is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments, among them with Damad Asim Apuma, for blood coming from the mouth, but Kinuay Begila Dechitas, we examine him with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. Rav Ami asks Rav Ashi that a Mishnah's list of injuries which make an animal a treifa implies the opposite. Nitav al kavid u'nishtayer hemenekulum. If the liver was removed and nothing remained of it, hareyash nikvo shechasva, or a lung which was punctured or partially missing. So we see that a smaller injury to the lung is fatal than one to the liver. Rav Ashi answered, came into Mapume Kaase, since the blood is coming from his mouth, a greater distance from the liver, we presume it's completely dissolved, it cannot be remedied. Point number two, the Gemara brings another remedy. Go Pirchet Daliba, for a faint heart, bring 3 loaves of barley bread and soak them in kamcha, a dip made of bread comes in whey less than 40 days old, and eat them, and drink afterwards watered down wine. Rav Acha Medifti asks Ravina, Bekoshikin to Park Libe, then his heart will certainly feel faint, because these weak foods reduce a person's strength. Ravina answered, Ana Yoker de Libe Amre, I said this remedy for heaviness of the heart, not for a faint of heart. For a faint heart, the opposite type of remedy should be used. Bring 3 loaves of wheat bread, and soak them in honey and eat them, and drink after them undiluted wine. And point number 3, the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. The Gemara reports that there was a goat which used to drink a blacksmith's water and was found to have no spleen at all when it was slaughtered. Another remedy, liftach chavisa de chamra lishme, open a barrel of fine wine for his personal use from which he should drink often. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, if one has a personal barrel of wine, he would not come before the master for a remedy because he will not be stricken with this ailment since the wine will have already healed him. Rather, if one cannot obtain wine, he should become accustomed to eating morning bread, which is beneficial to the entire body. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, this stuff is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments, among them with Damad Asim Apuma, for blood coming from the mouth, but Kinuay Begila Dechitasa, we examine him with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. Rav Ami asks Rav Ashi that a Mishnah's list of injuries which make an animal a treifa implies the opposite. Nitav al kavid u'nishtayer hemenekulum. If the liver was removed and nothing remained of it, hareyash nikvo shechasva, or a lung which was punctured or partially missing. So we see that a smaller injury to the lung is fatal than one to the liver. Rav Ashi answered, came into Mapume Kaase, since the blood is coming from his mouth, a greater distance from the liver, we presume it's completely dissolved, it cannot be remedied. Point number 2, the Gemara brings another remedy. Go Pirchet Daliba, for a faint heart, bring 3 loaves of barley bread and soak them in kamcha, a dip made of bread comes in whey less than 40 days old, and eat them, and drink afterwards watered down wine. Rav Acha Medifti asks Ravina, Bekoshikin to Park Libe, then his heart will certainly feel faint, because these weak foods reduce a person's strength. Ravina answered, Ana Yoker de Libe Amre, I said this remedy for heaviness of the heart, not for a faint of heart. For a faint heart, the opposite type of remedy should be used. Bring 3 loaves of wheat bread, and soak them in honey and eat them, and drink after them undiluted wine. And point number 3, the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. The Gemara reports that there was a goat which used to drink a blacksmith's water and was found to have no spleen at all when it was slaughtered. Another remedy, liftach chavisa de chamra lishme, open a barrel of fine wine for his personal use from which he should drink often. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, if one has a personal barrel of wine, he would not come before the master for a remedy because he will not be stricken with this ailment since the wine will have already healed him. Rather, if one cannot obtain wine, he should become accustomed to eating morning bread, which is beneficial to the entire body. All right, so now we go to our Simur Dav Samach Tes, and this one was suggested to us by Mordechai Golombek from Passaic, New Jersey. He suggested that Samach Tes is soot of a chimney sweep, and we often use a chimney sweep in the simmons. Here goes. The sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor who used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or heavy heart, while roasting a fish in the blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen. Once again, it's emotion. The sick chimney sweep, that must be one duff. Samach Tes, soot. The sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, which reminds us this daf is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments. Among them, Adama da'asima puma, for blood coming from the mouth, we examine with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, which reminds us the Gemara brings remedies for a faint or a heavy heart. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, while roasting a fish in a blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen, which reminds us, the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. So once again, the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and knows that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or heavy heart, while roasting a fish in a blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach hazara. Daf Samachay. So the simmer Daf Samachay is Seh sheep. So here goes. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, that must be more Daf Samachay, Seh. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, which reminds us, Ravitat Gimel Minos Bekatan, there are three categories of miners when it comes to their ability to perform transactions. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids, which reminds us, the next mission states, HaOmer ten get zeli ishti b'makom ploni, one who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, but nasin lo b'makom acher pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but doesn't care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Rabbi Elazar, however, says it is valid. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell the wife he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids. After her husband told her, shalchua shivkua tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get. A brisa teaches that the phrases shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. Daf Samach Vav, so the similar Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing and we use a tailor. So here goes. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor, that must be on Daf Samach Vav, so. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Mushal Chabor, someone was thrown in a pit and said, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife. Those who hear may write and give a get to her. The Gemara says that there was no concern that this was in fact a shade, a demon, nor a tsar trying to trick the wife, for it was a time of sakana. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form, while they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tanugeli Ishti, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Amar l'shnayim Tanugeli Ishti, one who says to two people, write a get for my wife, or to three people, write and give a get to my wife, these people must write and give it themselves and may not appoint others in their place. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form, while they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnugeli Ishti, debated whether two men who were told, Kisvu Tnugeli Ishti, can ask a sofer to write the get, and they sign it. Which reminds us, the Academy Rav sent an inquiry to Shmuel, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our master teach us. If one said to two people, write and give a get to my wife, and they told the sofer, and he wrote it, but they signed it themselves, what is the halacha? Shmuel sent his answer, Tetze, she must leave her second husband, meaning the get's validity cannot be relied upon, but the matter requires further study. The Gemara analyzes Shmuel's uncertainty. Daf Samach Zayin, so the simmer Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Shluchim explicitly told to appoint others. If he said to two people, tell a sofer to write a get and tell Pony and Pony that they should sign it, Rav Huna said in Rav's name, kasher v'lotase zos b'Yisrael. It's valid, but this should not be done in Yisrael. The Gemara explains why it should not be done. We suspect that the wife might hire witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give and get to my wife, which reminds us, a brisa states that if one said to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, any one of them writes on behalf of all of them and two sign it. Kulchem ksofu, but if he said, all of you write it, echad kosev b'mamad kulam, one of them writes in the presence of all of them. We assume he didn't intend for all of them to physically write it. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, as he served red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine to a man seized with kurdiakos. Which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, one who was seized by kurdiakos, a type of madness. V'amar kisvu get l'ishti, and he said, write a get for my wife. He has said nothing. We ignore his instructions since he issued them when he wasn't competent. If he first requested a get to be written and then was seized by kurdiakos, after which he said not to write the get, we ignore his retraction for the same reason. The Gemara offers a cure for this condition, red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine. Daf Samaches. So the similar Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes.
The king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach. Schach, that must be more in Daf Samaches. The king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Shlomo capturing the Ashmedai king of demons in his quest to obtain the shamir for building the base of Mikdash. So the king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah hut, because she spoke to him softly, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo Melch, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house. But when an almana pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid it breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk "Balashim raka tishbor garam," and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayo. So the king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick, which reminds us, Shlomo Melch asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Kosh Baruch Hu is praised with him. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, which were both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied, and Ashmedai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and flung him 400 parses away. When he returned, he was given a chain and a ring engraved with the Kosh Baruch's name, and Ashmedai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still, Shlomo lived in fear of Ashmedai afterwards, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king.
All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff does Rav list three different categories of minors when it comes to performing transactions? That's on duff. Samachay. Good. Number two, which of the learned how to determine the source of bleeding from the mouth? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number three, which Daf do we discuss telling two or three people to write a get and the question if they can point others to do so? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number four, which Daf do we discuss Shluchim instructed to point others to write and the concern for the wife hiring people? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss the capturing of Ashmedai with the goal of getting the Shamir? That's on Daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn about remedies for a faint or heavy heart? That's on Daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn how to heal someone who has kurdiakos? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number eight, which of the about remedies for a bloated spleen? That's on Daf. Samach Tes. Good. Number nine, which Daf do you learn about Ashmedai's activities on the way to being brought to Shlomo Melch and is not destroying the Almana's home? That's on Daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number ten, which Daf do you learn the question whether two people were told to write the get and they wrote it improperly, whether they may write a second get? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.